Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Analysis with over 70 years combined experience. This is the Bob Ryan and Jeff Goodman podcast.
NBA, some college, a little bit of everything.
You know, what can I say? But it wasn't going to happen here with him.
All right, it's time for the Bob Ryan, Jeff Goodman, Tangway along for the ride, Zoom and Pod. Bob is still on assignment. He will be back with us next week. But I did get a text message from Bob that, like, he's going to be ready to go. Like, as soon as he lands at Logan, he's, like, ready to do a show. And I'm like, Bob, we're good. Relax. Enjoy the week.
Assignment. I love how you call it assignment. Bob is gallivanting around France right now. Is he not?
Yes, he is. Yes, I'm sure. Yes, and I'm sure enjoying some fine wine.
Yes, yes. We're both jealous. We're both jealous.
We're both very jealous. Yeah. Anyways, we are sponsored by FanDuel exclusively. The wagering partner of the CLNS Media Network. Score this NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 moneyline bet. That's $150 if your team wins. Okay, Jeff, let's get caught up on what's going on with the Celtics here. A nice come-from-behind win over Cleveland. Jaylen Brown gets tossed in the Knicks game. Let's start with their schedule and, like, playing teams back-to-back and not having, you know, I think it's kind of weird. What's up with that?
I don't know. I don't like it either.
No,
I don't either. I mean, again, I don't know. It just, unless it's the playoffs, I just don't see the value in it other than, I mean, maybe saving some money, which these NBA teams aren't all that concerned about.
I wouldn't think so.
But, yeah, you get Cleveland back-to-back here. A really good team, and I'd rather have that game, honestly, later in the year. I would rather not have it back-to-back this early. You know, and again, part of it is, too, like, if you're banged up, right, one team is going to have a significant advantage if they're healthier at that point in time. You get them twice,
right?
And who knows? I mean, this Cleveland team is – they're fun to watch. They're obviously without Mobley, and he's a super talented big. Who's just gotten better and better quickly. Like, I expected it to take a little bit longer with him. Great, great defensive player. Not an alpha, but they have their alpha in Donovan Mitchell. I'm not sure Donovan's, like, a good enough alpha to lead them deep, deep into the playoffs, but he's helped make Cleveland relevant right now, and they're a fun, fun team to watch.
A lot of fun teams to watch in the East this year, as we've seen. So, this was also a game that I think the Celtics lose a year ago. You know, they put the pedal to the metal in the final 2 minutes, made some key shots at the end, and put it away, which I thought was very impressive. I also heard Jason Tatum speak about how this team isn't about your stats. He said all of us could have higher scoring averages. He didn't say himself. He said, all of us could have higher scoring averages, but he says everyone is doing what's best for the team.
Yeah, I mean, I think you've got enough guys that again, are adults now, right? I mean, right. Drew Holiday was always an adult. He was an adult, you know, first time I met him at UCLA. Porzingis has grown up. You know, if you talk to people close to Porzingis, they will say, hey, listen, early on in the league, he was immature. He had to kind of figure it out. And really,
in what way was he immature? I'm curious.
You know, I think the people around him, and so much came to him so quickly in New York, young, you know, a lot of pressure, you know, and he had success early too. And then the injuries, and then I think his...
So he was arrogant. He got a swell head.
I don't know if it was arrogance is the right word, or just, again, maybe had the wrong people around him too. Mm. And now it sounds like he's got the right people around him. And again, he went through losing at the highest level last year. You know, Derek White, we know, like, Derek White is like the ultimate dude.
But Jeff, I got to tell you, I always liked him as a player, but now I love him. He's raised his game.
How can you not? How can you not?
Level. It's a whole new level.
Listen, what can you say negative about Derek White? Like, literally, about anything right now. I mean, think of this dude, what he's done. Even the last four games, I looked at it. He's averaging like 22 points a game, 20 assists, 7 turnovers. He's shooting 50% from three. He hasn't missed a free throw in the four games, by the way. 16 of 16.
Oh, my God. Last night they were perfect, right?
Right. Like, he plays great defense. He's the ultimate team player. And remember when everybody's like, oh, $18 million or whatever he was getting paid, we're overpaying. It looked like we were overpaying for him when he first got traded. He was awful.
Right.
But he is like almost like a creature of habit type of player, where like he needs to kind of figure out his routine, who he's playing with, where they want the ball, you know, doesn't want to step on toes. And now everybody, and I remember Damon Stoudemire telling me this preseason last year, he was like, trust me, like, Derek White's gonna be the guy. He's different this year. And so him and Drew are the ultimate pros. Porzingis has matured,
right?
Tatum and Jaylen Brown have matured. They both got their payday, right? That helps as well. But I think they've understood too, like, all right, we need help, and we don't want to keep going deep. But if we don't win this whole thing, we're going to get criticized no matter what our numbers are. Ultimately, it's going to be about winning a title for us. And when you bring in those type of guys, and Horford, Al is all about team, and he always has been. So it's like hard. It's hard to be selfish and immature and about your own numbers when you're playing with dudes like Drew Holiday, like Derek White, like Al Horford, that are just like the consummate pros, all about the right things. So I think now, here's the biggest difference. Here it is, Gary. It's not hard to figure. Now you're surrounding these stars in Tatum and Jaylen Brown with good role models.
Professionals.
You weren't doing that. You had Kyrie. You had guys that just weren't, you know, even like Marcus Smart was flammable. He could be good, but he wasn't like a great leader. Listen, all you had to do was watch him on the court jack up all those threes and say, like, come on, man. If you were super unselfish, you would not be taking these shots.
Do you think Holiday has found his groove a little bit?
Yeah, he's getting better and better. And he doesn't need, again, he doesn't need to be a guy that's scoring a lot of points. That's not his role. He understands that at this point in his career. I mean, he had a couple defensive plays last night that were just at the highest level. And that's kind of, you know, again, he's never been a guy that really cares about the fanfare, the attention, or any of that. It's about winning another title for him. And he knows, like, if he just plays his role, he's going to have – you know, one out of every like three or four games where he'll go for 20. But for the most part, yeah, he's going to probably go, you know, 10, 12, 14, 5 assists, you know, playing great defense. And nobody's going to really talk about him. But at the end of the day, he's going to be an integral part of the culture, the fabric, the DNA of this team.
Score early this NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 money bet. That's $150 if your team wins. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, there's no better time to get in on the action, NFL. The app is so easy to use. There's a wide range of betting options, including you got spreads, you got your player props, you got over-unders, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/Boston and kick off the NFL season. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in Massachusetts. Hope is here. First online real money wager only. $5 pregame money line wager required. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
I haven't spoken to you since the Knicks game. What did you think of Jalen getting bounced? It was very uncharacteristic, but yeah. I don't endorse this sort of behavior, but I kind of liked it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you know, again, I think so many of these refs are so quick to pull the trigger, too.
Well, he shouldn't have gotten the second tech.
Right, he's on the bench.
But I mean, it's not so much, I think we all agree about that. But even though he got the second technical, I was still surprised to see Jalen so emotional.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you want to see that out of this team, right? I've said that about Tatum.
I liked it.
I want to see Tatum hang on the rim, pick up a technical, yell and scream. I don't give a shit if it costs him a point. Doesn't matter, right?
Right.
We in Boston, fans want to see emotion. They want
to love it.
Right. And if you're winning at the highest level, it's okay, right? Like, nobody's going to break it all down and say, well, you know, they're not showing enough emotion. Well, they're tied for the best record in the league right now. So it's fine. But it's fine. When you're not winning, that's when people will start to say, well, they look like they don't really care.
Right.
I think if you're winning and you show emotion, man, then it's a team that people absolutely are going to love to watch. And again, to me, that's the hardest part with Tatum, right? People have said, and I've known Jason for a long time, I know he cares. He cares at the highest level.
Right.
It's just not how he shows, other than with referees. That's the only time you're really going to see the highest level of emotion from Jason Tatum. And that's really not the emotion that people are going to love. But you know, again, I think
I still see a difference in maturity with Tatum this year.
Yeah.
The quote we talked about, the way he's
on. You can hear it with him, too. You can hear it.
You can hear it. You can see it. It's like, you know, yeah, okay, if he dunks it and, you know, screams, whatever. He doesn't have to. There's something, this may be an exaggeration. There's something, he's becoming stately. You know what I mean? Yeah. He's becoming, there's something about him now. There's a gravitas about Jason Tatum on the floor now that just comes with experience.
Yeah, and I think it just comes with respect, too, of people understanding how good he is. It's almost like, you know, now he's getting some of the calls that he never got previously, again, because what I said from day one, which was he complained, he did this all the time. He's doing this less, right? He's doing this less. And I think part of it is just the respect that probably the referees now have for him and he's starting to have with them. I think he heard it from enough people over the years, like, hey, man, know the names of these refs, talk to them, and then you're gonna start to get calls because you are one of the elite players in the game, but you don't want to be a guy that they're penalizing because they don't like you.
I remember Paul Pierce used to talk to Mike Gorman before every game and say, who's on tonight?
Yep.
Who are the refs?
Yep.
And I filled in for Mike one time. Mike was sick last minute, so they obviously scraping the bottom of the barrel. And I went in to do the game with Tommy, and Pierce ran up to me looking for Mike, and like fear in his eyes, you know? Like,
who is it? Yeah, yeah.
I didn't even know they did that. I didn't, else I would have been, you know, prepared. But
yeah, the smart players know the names of the refs, especially the stars. The other ones shouldn't be talking to the refs anyway, but you know Tatum's going to talk to the refs. And again, for Jaylen Brown, I was fine with it. You know, again, I feel like too often we saw it in a game. Was it last night? Somebody got a T for hanging on the rim and they weren't even hanging on the rim.
I mean, let it go. I mean,
I mean, come on. It's still a game. As long as it's not at the highest level of disrespect,
sure.
Let it go. Who cares?
What did you think of the in-season tournament? And can the Lakers win the real title or the grown-up title?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think so, unless they add another significant piece that helps them shoot the, you know, like they need more shooting. And the other part of this is, you know, listen, the odds still have to be there that Anthony Davis and LeBron James are healthy when it matters most.
What are the
and those are two guys that, you know, LeBron's turning 39. AD's seemingly always hurt at one point or another. So if they're both hurt, healthy, and they pick up a shooter, a wing shooter, I would say, yeah, maybe if things broke right. But I just think there's, you know, three or four teams that are clearly superior to them overall, have more depth, have more balance, and aren't as reliant on two players. I mean, look, you would say the Celtics top two players, you might put up against those two, right? Like LeBron and Tatum, like in the playoffs, I don't know who you're taking. You know, like LeBron at its highest level, probably not going against them, even at 39.
Right.
But it's close. Like you're saying, that's a wash. I'd rather have AD when he's healthy than Jaylen Brown or Porzingis or whoever you want to say is their second best player. But look at the depth of that Celtics team and that starting five plus Horford compared to the Lakers. It's not even close.
It was fun, though. I did not have an opinion going into this tournament. I listened to a lot of people bash it. But I was open-minded. I was like, look, I don't care. I mean, there's so much, Jeff, so much has changed in sports since I was a kid. And I was just like, I don't criticize any of it. You know, I mean, look, every generation brings something new, right? Every generation brings something new. And this was new. And I was like, I don't care. It doesn't. I'm still going to watch the game.
Try something different. Yeah, I'm fine with that, too. Try something different.
It's okay, fine. Yeah. I mean, it didn't do much for me.
It didn't do much for me where I was like.
The games were good, though.
The games were good.
I mean, the Pacers, I mean, you know, again, I know. When the Celtics had to beat the Pacers by so much, it was fun to watch. I mean, we talked about it. Billy Donovan, you get up and stuff. But it was just a good thing.
Halliburton helped it too.
Halliburton, that's another thing. He's like, we start to see other players. People learn, like you knew about Halliburton. We've been talking about him, but you know, you start to see other players. You start to see the Magic. You start to see the Pacers, and you know, these guys probably realize, and even LeBron probably realizes, you know what? We may not have enough in the tank for the big one, but we're gonna run.
I mean,
for
I think he knows. He knows the, you know.
Right, definitely. But then he said, oh, well, let's go win this one.
Right. Well, yeah, it was good for the younger
tournament.
Guys.
This is a tournament where the Magic or the Pacers can shine.
Hey, what did you think? I don't even know if you saw this. So LeBron went to Bronny James's debut.
I did, yeah.
On Saturday.
Yeah.
So Bronny was – actually, I thought he was really good, even though he only scored 4 points, played 17 minutes. I thought he was terrific. And the poise he plays with is incredible for a kid who's been out 5 months, who's never played a college game, who almost died, you know, five months ago. But so, of course, the headlines are LeBron walking in as the national anthem's playing and not taking off his hat and not sitting down. Literally, he walks in as the national anthem's playing and the disrespect and whatnot. And I'm like, I don't, you know, you just wonder, like, with LeBron, it's so different because I think security people are probably telling him when he can walk in, when he can't. People are coming up to him. You even wonder sometimes, like, did he even hear the national – was he aware of the national anthem? I just feel like LeBron's way too smart not to sit down or stay standing and take off his hat if he was aware of everything that was going on.
I don't think he would intentionally ignore it. I know you and I both agree. It's important, you know, to take off your hat, stand at attention. We all understand that, of course. I don't know. You know him better than me, but I don't think he would intentionally.
No chance. Zero chance.
I think he's probably was unaware. But when you're LeBron, you know, you're going to take heat for that. You know, you just are. I mean, you just and
it was cool to see him, though. It was cool to see him.
But I mean, obviously, you have to stand and you know, you have to respect your country. I don't know if he was aware.
No, I don't think so. By the way, I don't know if I've told you this, but I've seen LeBron at plenty of Bronny's games through the years, AAU games. He is like the most fun dude to watch. because he knows every one of his son's teammates' names. He will give them feedback as they come off the court sometimes. It might be something small, but he'll say something to them. He's so involved as a father. And like that, I don't know, that's just the coolest thing, because, you know, you got kids that are playing sports. Well, you know,
he grew up without a father, correct?
Correct.
So there you go. I mean, he's all about it. You know, he even took heat for going to the game, right? Didn't he miss? Yeah, you know.
He didn't miss that game. He was going to. He said if it fell on the same day, he would choose going to Bronny's debut.
Oh, so it never happened.
Never happened. You know what?
I wouldn't have blamed him if he did.
No. Are you kidding? I'd applaud him. I'd applaud him for it.
Yeah.
Gives a shit.
No, I wouldn't have had a problem with that at all.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
So as far as, are there any other teams that are rising or anything else you're seeing in this league now that is surprising you or changing your attitude on anything?
Yeah, Minnesota. Minnesota is the one for me that has shocked the hell out of me. Shocked the hell out of me. You know, I think they're tied maybe right now for the best record with the Celtics. Right. And
it's about time.
I just didn't see it coming, because I felt like Anthony Edwards, while he's ultra talented, I just didn't think he'd have the leadership abilities paired with Karl Anthony Towns, who doesn't have the leadership abilities. I just didn't think this team, and again, it's still early. What are we? We're about a third of the way through the season right now, just about. Yeah. So it's still early enough, but man, this type of start for Minnesota is huge.
Well, I've been expecting it for a while. I mean, I didn't expect them necessarily to be tied for this record, but I kept saying, okay, you get Towns, you got these guys. I mean, when are they going to get something going, at least be in the picture?
Yeah, I think we felt that way for a while, but I didn't. Again,
what's the difference this year? Is it are they deeper, or I don't know? Maybe
I think Anthony Edwards is a little bit more efficient, you know. I didn't ever think he was much of a three-point shooter. I thought he'd be very, very erratic, and he's shooting in the high 30s right now. You know, I didn't see the fit between Karl Anthony Towns and Rudy Gobert. Remember, they gave up a ton
of Gobert. Right.
Right? And he's been, obviously, what he is an elite defensive player. And, like, you know, listen, Mike Conley's old. He's older, but he's perfect if you put him with a bunch of dudes – you know, like Anthony Edwards, like Karl Anthony Towns, he's going to make their life easier. And then some of their role guys have been good. You know, like Naz Reid is a kid that came in super talented. I remember seeing him back in high school. He's a man child. But again, there were questions about his work ethic coming out of LSU. He fell in the draft. He's been a really good piece and has enough skill level that he could step out and shoot it a little bit. But it's really been Ant-Man and Karl Anthony Towns that have kind of carried him and Rudy defensively.
Don't you think that the Adam Sandler movie put him over the top? Wasn't he in that Adam Sandler movie, Anthony Edwards?
I don't remember. Yes, he was.
That's right. He was in the Adam Sandler movie. Because I think that was like the one movie you've seen.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
I couldn't believe Goodman actually watched a movie.
Yeah. That's no, we would listen. We watch movies. There's just not a lot in the theaters anymore.
Oh no! Did you see Oppenheimer yet?
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah, it was excellent. Yeah,
that was good.
I can't wait to see Maestro.
When's that out?
That's it's on Netflix on the 20th.
Is it?
But it's in the theater now. Yeah, Cooper crushes it. Jeff, I think I'm all done, dude. I got to go to car pickup.
All right, get it done, and we'll be back with Bob next week.
Oh, believe me, you and I next week when Bob comes back, all we got to do is put our feet up.
I know.
Don't have to say a thing. Anyways, Jeff Goodman, Bob Ryan, Tangway Along for the Ride podcast, sponsored by FanDuel, the exclusive wagering partner of the CLNS Media Networks. Score this NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 moneyline bet. That's $150 if your team wins. All right, Jeff, see you next time.